Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. How you doing today? It is the seventh day in the month of February 2023. So I'm going to do a quick count. Okay, so it's exactly 1 week to Saint Valentine's Day. For those of you who love love and are looking forward to that day. How fun now? What's going on? How is the preparation for St. Valentine's Day going? Surprisingly, I'm not seeing any red and white being sampled in some of the boutiques I have had the opportunity to pass by recently. It's like this Valentine is not Valentining. I don't know, but I'm expecting that in 1 week time, everything will begin to fall in place and, things will look up some way, somehow. My assignment here is very simple and is the same assignment I have been saddled with for the past almost 5 years and counting. It is to have great conversations with you, but for today, from now up until 3 p.m., as usual, I'm talking about something centered around minding your business and at the same time, being your brother's keeper. If you had to choose, you are in a dilemma between minding your business and being your brother's keeper, which would it be? Now, this is why I'm asking. Sadly, really, really sad story I came across yesterday. A car thief killed a resident for raising the alarm. I'll give you the details shortly. Now, that will be our conversation from now up until trending stories at 1 p.m. We'll come back, round up the conversation. Then it will be time for his story. Afterwards, we'll be back for our final conversation at 2 o'clock. And that one is centered around moving on as a grieving spouse. How long should it take for a grieving spouse to move on and find love again? Some say finding love again may be just what you need to reduce your pain. However, others disagree and are quick to judge for not grieving enough. Why are you moving on so quickly? Did you even love this husband of yours as you claim? Did you even love this wife of yours as you claim? You're supposed to be grieving for as long as, huh? Now you are saying you want to move on and find love. And you know those kind of people. Good. We'll talk about that in the final hour. That being said, I think I just saw some messages here. I went on your show last week, Friday. Though it was anchored by Constance Mega. Just received an alert now. Thanks to you. Thanks to Constance and thanks Nigeria Info. Thank you, Dave. You won. Oh, interesting. Congratulations to you. Okay, so join the conversation via our social media platforms. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And also on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. Okay, I'm trying so hard not to, you know, think about what this person could have done differently to avert this ugly situation. We have been told several times to mind our business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Some would say mind the business that pays you. But at the same time, we are admonished to be our brother's keeper. Be on the lookout for our brother. So brother would mean sister and brother. Brother is not gender specific. It is all encompassing, all gender encompassing. Which of the above to follow remains a question, and the answer may equally be subject to the given situation. Now, the policemen attached to the Orile Police Division, Lagos State, have arrested a suspected thief, John Amechi, for allegedly stabbing a resident, Peter Onyanusi, to death. It was gathered that the incident happened around 7 p.m. on the 2nd of February 2023 on Adeoye Street in the Aguda area of Sulurere, Lagos State. A source said the disease raised the alarm when he saw the suspect loosening a car silencer and trying to steal the catalyst. In order to shut him up, the suspect stabbed him in the shoulder with a knife. Oyenesi was rushed to a hospital where, sadly, he died. So, yeah, the police deposited the corpse in the infectious disease hospital morgue in Yaba. The state police public relations officer, SP Benjamin Hundain, confirmed the incident. He raised the alarm. He saw a thief. He saw someone trying to take what does not belong to him. And he raised an alarm. That alarm he raised led to his death. Because the thief, in a bid to silence him, stabbed him. And he died because of the stab. Now, the owner of the vehicle is safe. As we speak, is safe, right? He was not able to steal what he wanted to steal. But a price was paid. And in this case, it was a human life. Think about this critically. Someone is in danger, you raise an alarm. Someone is in trouble, you try to help. I have seen a lot of persons, you know, get injured trying to separate fights, trying to prevent an ugly incident from happening, right? I have seen some people collapse because they ran into their neighbor's home trying to prevent the husband from hitting his wife or trying to prevent the domestic violence incident. And, you know, this one was train punch and this one was train punch and all of that. And before you know it, the weapon one of them was holding touched the neighbor, and that was the end of the neighbor. Well, sometimes it wasn't the end of the neighbor, but they had to live with the injury or the scar. And the next thing you say is, why didn't you just mind your business? I once saw a scene from a movie, the boyfriend of the neighbor usually comes to the compound to harass her. So he comes, he threatens her, bullies her, beats her up, takes money from her. Now the daughter, one of the daughters of their neighbor, observed this, okay? And this time around, she says it in the presence of her father. And the mother says, mind your business, toku toku. And she says, daddy, that's how he always comes to this compound and harasses this lady and takes her money. They were having dinner or lunch. It was lunch, yeah. And I said, no, that's not right. This was his neighbor, the lady. So he steps out to her rescue and got into a fight with this said boyfriend. Now, he was able to beat up the boyfriend and told him, never come back to this compound again. You hear me? And he said, yes. You know, he was scared. He felt like, you know, sometimes some men think they have power. They have strength until someone else overpowers them. And that was what happened. And he ran away. Now, while they were trying to console the lady, this man said, no, my pride. How can another man beat me in the presence of this girl that I'm always collecting money from? He picked a stick, unknown to this good neighbor who is trying to be his sister's keeper, hit him on the head. He collapsed, and that was how he died. If he had minded his business, would that have happened? That is why I'm asking on the sunny side today. I believe you understand the conversation now. I'm opening the phone lines. When do you choose to mind your business or be your brother's keeper? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. 0923. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 030 6416. 0809 030 6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Please be audible as well so we can hear you. Now, if you're watching us live on Twitter, do well to be a part of the conversation by tweeting your response at us. And also, if you're doing the same on Facebook, do well to drop your comments in the comment section. Please do not call the WhatsApp number. The WhatsApp number is for your messages only and not for you to call. Once again, when do you choose to mind your business? And when do you decide that, you know what, I want to be my brother's keeper? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Oh, so sad we lost that call. Please, wherever that is, do well to call back, as we would love to hear from you. Or maybe I should ask, when is the appropriate time, or when do you perceive this time, mind your business, this time, be your brother's keeper? Think about it. Imagine you were to, you know, you were in that situation and you needed help. And someone says, at this point where you need help is the time I want to mind my business. Niger Info, good afternoon. Oh dear, what's happening to the phone lines? Niger Info, good afternoon. Please turn off your radio sets. Thank you. I'm sorry I have to let you go. Niger Info, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Mr. from Oyibo.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Most times it seems easy letting go and managing your business, but some other times it might also backfire if you don't say anything, like if you don't do anything. Like, for instance, the instance you just gave, if that man, the man dies, if that man did nothing and perhaps one of the days his net was that he died in the compound, if the leader police receives the compound, could be mass arrest. So why did the man not do anything? So that's just easy, just back to the house. But sometimes also, it gets to us, like in our street also, a fire incident in the neighbor's house, neighbor went in to save the child.
Okay.
He saved the child, but he died. So, most times, the person just over has to save their life.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. What I didn't tell you, or the part of that movie scene I didn't mention, was how the mother of this girl, that is a child who opened up to her parents while they were having lunch, kept blaming this little girl for being the reason the father died. If only she kept her mouth shut, her husband would not have known that something like that was going on in the compound. And if he hadn't known, he wouldn't have rushed to rescue this neighbor. And if he hadn't gone to rescue the neighbor, he would still be alive to take care of the family today. Look at how, you know, it's easy to blame that little girl for talking too much. Nigerian film. But this may not be a little girl. As an individual, I've asked myself several times, if I'm going home now and I see something, I see a thief trying to steal from someone, I see someone in distress, in trouble, what in me will tell me, Denise, raise an alarm, do something? And what will tell me, Denise, just continue going your way, mind your business, just be going, don't do anything at all? Is there something in us that tells us that, okay, this is the appropriate time to mind my business, or this is the appropriate time to say, you know what, this is my brother, it could have been me? And I wouldn't like it if people just, you know, walked away without doing anything or saying anything. Maybe it's a case of theft, maybe it's a case of someone coming to my rescue. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, welcome, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to share an experience that I had some time ago about mining business and raising an alarm.
Okay.
And a friend of mine had a birthday party in Lagos. I'm actually calling from Lagos.
Okay.
So, some guys came around and they started fighting. In my own way to separate them from the fight, I got it caught in the process.
You got it caught?
Yes.
Okay.
No, a bottle was broken.
Oh,
and then I got it caught.
Okay.
I mean, so, since I recovered from that incident, when I saw a fight on the street or something, I mind my business because of the screens I've had. So, I mean, sometimes it's good to mind your business. That's my take.
Okay, but when do you know when exactly to mind your business? That's another question.
Yeah, in a situation of pride, it's good to mind your it's good to mind your business. But in this situation of this guy who was trying to rob or to burgle a car, I mean, it's just unfortunate for the guy who was written out.
Okay, in a situation where it's a fight, mind your business.
Yes.
All right, then. Thank you so much. Me, I sure would like it if you see someone trying to steal from me, you tell me. Yes. Yeah. And if I see someone trying to steal from you, I think I would want to tell you. Maybe I don't know you personally, but I would want to raise an alarm. You know how something happens and people shout, C4, 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 catch him, C4, ole, 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 ole. You know, and everybody is alerted and they go after the thief. And the thief is not able to, complete the mission. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, welcome. Go ahead.
The point you can mind your business is when you are alone.
When you are alone?
When you are alone with the person who is committing that act.
Okay.
At that point in time, you mind your business.
I see.
But if there are other people around, maybe they are scared to speak, or they are timid to even approach, and you have the bravery or the skills or the technique, you don't need to mind your business at that material time. For instance, you're driving on your way home, maybe 1 a.m., and you saw these two guys walking into a shop. You can't mind your business there. You drive home. You run. You run away. Because if anything happens, nobody is there to interpret or explain to an eyewitness. No. But if there are three or four, and one other person is just afraid, shivering, swearing for help, you can intervene. One thing I have noticed, mind your business has killed a lot of people. So many people have lost Bibles, property, relationship, trust. Mention it all in the name of mind your business. But God did not create us in that form. He created us to take care of ourselves. That is why we look alike and alike. But because of this mind of business, you know, confine you and not your mama, the king, now your papa. Even when you see your husband and wife having issues, now your wife, now your husband, why you go talk? What thing confine you? You want to make them carry you, settle matter? No, better they use it to settle their matter than for because of the time somebody lost something. I think we should go back to the ways of our fathers. They live in Hamlet. They never abandoned each other. They were always there for themselves. Mr. Zion.
All right, thank you, Mr. Zion. If you are alone, he says, mind your business. But if there are other persons there with you, then please do well to say something. because at least there's someone else there that will corroborate your story. I see some messages on Facebook. I'll read them after this call. Niger Info. Oh, dear, so sorry we lost that call. Niger Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, my name is Ikechi.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, welcome. Go ahead.
Remind your business situation that has been going on is caused due to the selfishness and wickedness of people. And at what point should you mind your business? When, let's say, for instance, you're trying to help someone and you find out that, like when they are swimming and you want to pull the person out of the water and the person wants to remain there and wants to drag you in, no more, just leave the person there. But I think that when it comes to minding your business, there are certain issues you don't mind your business in. Because what you think can affect another person can also affect you. At this point is when we allow God to lead us in how to help people. There are just some people you see having problems. You feel this strong compassion to help them. And there are some people that you see, if you go into the situation, you meet another. So God's direction has to be involved in such things. I remember one that happened to a relative of mine. By the time she said she wanted to go and help the young, two small children who were fighting, they were fighting on their own. So she just said, let me go and stop them from fighting. If she hadn't intervened, one of the small girls would have punctured the eye of the other girl that they were fighting with. I mean, it's to that extent. These children were rustic and looking wrong. But when she was narrating to us, look at what happened, like I was made back from work, and I had to go in. I was like, you should have just mind your business. And also, I fled to go and help her. So can you feel that? But there are issues you just have to step away from most of the time. I know people that my family have helped, but they don't fight against those records. It was just God that saved us.
Right.
I mean, my sister,
let's
just be wise.
We should be wise. Ken G. Christian says, a price is paid for almost all sacrifices. In a bid to rid the world of bad and evil elements, something must be done. Let's not cower away or look the other side when something bad is happening in our neighborhood. As bad as this scenario turned out, let's keep being our brother or sister's keeper. Ikechi Ekpemadu says the situation will determine. So what kind of situation? Lady Denise, good day. Good day to you too. Nazio Akpabio. Nobi, someone will tell person, say, mind your business in Nigeria. I saw one day where bad boys are gathered and smoking Indian hemp. I rushed to go inform police. Imagine police carrying me in their van to the scene and now the seller know that I was the informant. After coming out, he started chasing me around to kill me. And I report back to the police. They said I should go. They are coming till today. That is when I relocate to a non place till now. My God. My God. Chile Edwin says, this is dicey, but I'll mind my business to the extent that my life is not at risk because I'll consider my safety and freedom first. Do I feel concerned whenever I see people in helpless situations? But wisdom is only profitable when it can direct your actions. David Silla says, minding your business stops where breaking the law comes in. You can't be minding your business when someone is breaking the law. There's something called misprison of a felony. I hope I understand that, though. Isang Lajha says, good afternoon, Denise. Love your English language from India. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. So this is what is going to happen. We have a commercial break coming up shortly. We'll go on that break, and then thereafter, it will be time for trending stories. Afterwards, we'll be back to round off this conversation. Where do I start? All right, this one says, I will mind my business when it's just minor issues. As far as the person is not breaking a law of the state, I will mind my business. Relationship stuff, family issues is not my business. But when it comes to breaking the law, I will be my brother's keeper. The person who will be affected by the said crime. Dave, send that in. This one says, some years ago in London, a woman walked by some boys and she knew they were assaulting a girl. She didn't intervene or call the police. It wouldn't have cost her anything. The police showed up at her door later. You know what? I'll come back to this message after the break. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigerian for...
It's all talk
and more talk
on Nigerian's number one talk station.
This country needs a marshal, you know, needs a sheriff.
In some particular societies, especially in my tradition, a woman is not allowed to inherit land.
Issues that get your attention.
This thing has been a carryover for the time of Jonathan.
Yeah.
And continue this deal.
Your views against all odds.
My worry is that why those households, why are they not following up their job? Like,
the intense conversation.
It has to be given to her now based on sentiment. These are some of the challenges that women go through on a daily basis.
Okay, bro.
And that
okay,
is
bro.
Again.
Okay,
all and more on Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
So as I did say, I see all of your messages on red, but then we have to go on the news break for trending stories at 1 o'clock. So we will come back after trending stories to round off this conversation. For those calls I'm unable to take now, I will take them after the news break. For those messages I am yet to read, I will definitely read them after the news break. If you're just joining us, it is the sunny side in your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. And if we have been asking a question, basically, when would you choose to mind your business or be your brother's keeper? You're in a dilemma. You see a bad situation and you are, you know, you're not sure of what to do at that time. Just pass and pretend like you didn't see or do something about it. Talking about a car thief who killed a resident for raising the alarm. I started off by saying that we have been told several times to mind our business, but at the same time, admonished to be our brother's keeper. Which of the above to follow remains a question, and the answer may equally be subject to the given situation. Why am I saying this? Someone saw something somewhere in Lagos, raised an alarm, and the end was not a palatable one. This someone had seen a thief trying to steal something from a car. Police were attached to the Orede Police Division, Lagos State, arrested a suspected thief, John Amaechi, for allegedly stabbing a resident, Peter Onyanusi, to death. It was gathered that the incident happened around 7 p.m. on February 2nd, 2023, on Adeoye Street in Aguda area of Sulalere, Lagos State. A source said the deceased raised the alarm when he saw the suspect loosening a car silencer and trying to steal the catalyst. In order to shut him up, the suspect stabbed him in the shoulder with a knife. Oyenisi was rushed to a hospital where he died. The police deposited his corpse in the infectious disease hospital morgue Yaba. The state public relations officer confirmed the incident. He said the police received information on the 2nd of February around 7 p.m. that one John Amaechi, aged 27, allegedly stabbed one Peter Onyanusi with a knife on his shoulder when the deceased raised the alarm while the suspect wanted to steal a catalyst at 11B Adeoye Street, Aguda, Sudereri. The deceased was rescued and rushed to a hospital, but he later died. My question to you is very simple and straightforward. When do you choose to mind your business so you don't end up like this guy, sadly? On when do you choose to be your brother's keeper? You witness something. You see someone in danger. Someone needs help. You're hearing screams and shouting and, you know, and you're like, what's going on? Should you stay put? Should you act? You're in a dilemma. What should I do? If I go there, I don't know what I will meet there. Someone says that person, I remember in 2010, or was it 2011? I think it was my left eye. I almost lost my left eye. To fighting. In this case, it was my neighbor who was beating up his pregnant girlfriend. Now, the truth of the matter is, I was not involving myself, but the said girlfriend ran and came to hide behind me. Like I said, I wasn't interfering because I knew the guy. I know saying head no correct. So I had no business going to try to separate because he will beat me and beat her joint. But she ran to my back. And you know, he was trying to get hold of her. And in a bit to get hold of her, he just fling his hand like this, boom. And that was her punch. The punch was meant for her, actually. The punch landed on my eye. Ladies and gentlemen, Google Photos will always remind me of that particular day. Because I snapped the eye. It was a Sunday. No, it happened on early hours of Sunday. That was how my eye had all rise, lady. I'm going to go to church the next day. And I said, this is me not even being involved, though. I just did my day. Imagine I had now gone to say, leave her now. You want to kill her? Hey, what would have become? And you know how I felt? This was the much impact I felt on my eye. And you can imagine how long she has been collecting beating, or she done the chop beating from this particular guy. So everyone in the compound knew not to ever interfere whenever these two people were having their quarter. They just knew to stay on their own, including family members, because the guy turns into a beast when that happens. Now, what happened to that relationship? I don't know. I don't care. But what I did for myself was gently pack and leave that apartment, because I didn't want to hear that, you know, something happened to her and then they come and say, were you there? Were you not there? I don't like trouble in my life, fool. So I just escaped it. Well, I don't know what you would have done if you had been in my kind of situation. But at the same time, too, what if I had said, let me call the police? And the police comes. And they decide to take him away. And like someone has said, he went to report and the police came with him and they knew he was the one that went to report. What if the police now exposed me that I was the one that reported the incident? Will I be safe? It's another question. Penet Onabari Penet says, I will personally mind my business only when husband and wife have issues. Outside this, I'll be my brother's keeper as instructed in the holy book. Definitely, I must show compassion. Thanks for your concern and gesture. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Be audible so we can hear you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Michelle.
Michelle, welcome.
Yeah, I think it depends on the circumstances.
Okay.
You know, as a person, minding your business, like, you mind your business if you know that your safety is not guaranteed. For instance, like, I do remember your station. You guys do a publication. You say, for you to be an eyewitness, for you to give your eyewitness account, you don't have to jeopardize your safety, because you have to be alive for you to give your eyewitness account. So if you see a scenario where you must say something but it's not conducive for you to talk, you just have to be safe first before ever you say anything. So that's the answer.
Alright then, thank you so much. Nigeria Info, oh dear, so sorry. Let me go back to your WhatsApp messages. Sorry, you have to pardon me. Alright, this one says, good afternoon, Auntie Didi. Topic is complicated, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Some people mind their business due to past ugly experience, but for me, I will follow my heart. When I am moved to help, I do. Remember the slogan, if you see something, say something, do something. This one says, mind your business is not wise. When your neighbor is being attacked, you must be your brother's keeper. Israel Matthew from Ika. Thank you, Israel Matthew. And this other one reads, some years ago in London, a woman walked by some boys and she knew they were assaulting a girl. She didn't intervene or call the police. It would not have cost her anything. The police showed up at her door later to tell her that her daughter was the one that had been raped by the boys and the woman, by the boys the woman had seen earlier. It was all over the news. Let's keep minding our business or till we realize how it will affect us. Anonymous, send that in. Good afternoon, Denise Ellis. I choose to be my brother's keeper in civil matters, but if the person is breaking the law or doing mischievous things, I would mind my business if my safety is not guaranteed. Mr. Roundface from Rumekini. Greetings, Auntie Didi. For me, I can only choose to mind my business if it will eventually come out violent or tend to be a threat to my life. But nevertheless, I would not mind my business. My name is Boma from Lagos. Hello, Didi. Right now, in some places, especially in Lagos, evil people disguise themselves like a pregnant woman that wants to cross the highway and need your assistance. The moment you do not mind your business and try to help, they turn around to be armed robbers or even kidnappers. We should be as wise as serpent while being gentle like a dove. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you, Dennis.
Good afternoon to you as well. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Mm. I'm Pastor Cyril, calling from Bay City, Nogoniland.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
It's quite unfortunate. You know, it is very right for us to be our neighbor's keeper. But one thing I find out about life is that, just like one of the callers said, we need to, you know, be assured of our own safety. That's the most important thing.
Mm.
And well, if it is me, something like that is happening, definitely I must raise an alarm to help my neighbor, which is very right and very, very proper. But it is quite unfortunate that it happens the way it happens.
Hmm.
Because no one knows. If we say something, it is good for us to see something. If it is good for us to say something. But first of all, we must, you know, think about our safety first. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, too. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, Dennis. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dennis. How is your eyes now?
It was how many years ago now, Shu? That was over 13 years ago now. My eyes are fine.
I need to ask because I was minding my business when you asked me to call.
No, the eyes are fine, to the glory of the Lord and to the shame of the devil.
there's something called situational awareness.
Situational awareness, okay.
Yes, in security. So you need to actually gauge the situation and know when and how to come in.
Okay.
I think we have a responsibility as citizens, even though the state too has a responsibility towards us.
Mm.
So it's like a reciprocal relationship. So we have a limit to what we can do. Let me ask a question, for instance. Let me digress a bit. Who's going to compensate the disease now? Is the state going to compensate the disease?
I thought about this. So I said, the owner of this car, if he heard what the person trying to protect his catalyst had gone through to do so, will he do anything for the family of this person? That was what I asked myself this morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking myself too. And what is the responsibility of the state in situations like this?
Mm.
Because the guy is carrying out his state responsibility by ensuring that he saw something and he said something for the larger good of the society.
Mm.
It's time to eliminate a criminal.
Mm.
It's time to save somebody of his property.
Mm.
Now he's dead. Now will the state compensate me?
Mm.
So these are the problems. If the state is demanding of us with certain responsibility, then there should be reward for that.
Okay.
That will encourage the society to become a better place.
Mm.
So what I'm saying in a nutshell is, we should have that situational awareness, know when to come in. But by all means, I would encourage people to always speak out and protect themselves, protect society. But we should have that situational awareness to know when and how to come in. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much. You know, I just wonder why some people would hear people screaming, C4, help me. And they are not doing anything. They just say, what's in the apple? Hey, she did shout. What's in the Tifa box? I mean, I'm going to continue with how they do, right? Because you don't know whether you approach the thief now and before you know it. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. My name is Uncle. I'm calling you from America.
Welcome.
Yes. Let me start by saying that we Africans, we are communal in nature.
Mm.
Minding your business, I think that's a new trend that is developing in this part of the world.
Mm.
But it has done more harm than good. Actually, the other day I was driving towards the oil mill. Then I saw a lady being robbed by two young men.
Whoa.
They're driving her towards that inside the structure. The uncompleted, the structure, empty structure in the that oil mill. Other people, other motorists, we are passing by. Nobody cares to stop. So when I got there, I saw the screeching sound of my breath. Maybe people, when they saw the way I stopped the vehicle, they ran away. Then I had to come out and chase them. Only me. Then when I started narrating the story, when I got home, they said, how would you put your life online just because of this? And I took a very bad risk. But then, I was asking myself, how can I see and watch all those things go the way it goes now in this particular, more especially in this river state?
Hmm.
I think that we should, no matter what, one should be conscious of the area and the help of that
when they are in trouble. All right, thank
this
you.
This is my action, help that lady that thing. Hmm. And supposing that I did not carry that action that way, I don't think it was going to happen to her.
Right.
So that is all I have to, that's my take on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you too. All right, I read through your final messages and we wrap things up. Good afternoon, Didi. I have been a victim of black eye as a result of fight separation, and I was writing exams that week. So you can imagine, ever since I interfere with Senso Reginald from UWAFEH. Good afternoon, Denise. No one tells you that here in Nigeria. By the time you begin to have your tongue bitten by your teeth while trying to count, then you will know when to mind your business. Dele in Rumekini. This saying of mind your business is the reason why the whole world is a mess today. People are dressing like mad people, living life anyhow. And when you talk, they will say, mind your business. You will see where they are killing an innocent person on the road, and no one will run to the aid. Instead, they will say, mind your business. The world is not for one person alone, so we can't mind our business at all times. I'm IK from Alu. Let's learn to mind our business to avoid complicated issues. But when should we mind our business? When should we be our brother's keeper? Mind your business. Be your brother's keeper. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. I don't know how to say this because I don't even have the answer. But you know how they say your instinct tells you something. In the end, aren't we supposed to be one? And a problem to one is a problem to all. That's how we say it, right? I think that's how I remember them saying it. So if we're one, we sometimes would, find ourselves in situations where we wish someone had come to our rescue. We sometimes find ourselves in situations where we wish someone has said something and that something would have helped the situation for us. We sometimes say, if I were in that position, what would I have done? A reminder that we are one. And if we're one, it means my business is your business and your business is my business. But then wisdom, they say, is profitable. My name is Denise Eniswalu. This is A Sunny Side on Nigeria Info FM. We go on a break. After that, it will be time for his story. And thereafter, the news update at 2. And then we come back at the final hour for the final conversation. So I said, Didi, mind your business, good old. I saw how someone entered police trouble when they came to raid the place. He was trying to make a call, but I saw him enter trouble. So sad. Stay tuned.